Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And indeed, we are underway on Final Pitch on this Friday night. Henry Lake was in earlier today on Drive Time, along with producer Chris Tubbs. So they went to the bullpen. Steve Thompson here. You normally hear me on Saturdays, and Jonathan Lowe is our producer on Sundays here on CCO.
Twins went to the bullpen a lot tonight, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this one was in jeopardy thanks to the weather. We had torrential rains move through the metro area earlier. We had flash flood warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings. And then it looked like we were going to be fine. And then the rain delayed this game at the start by, what would you say, Jonathan, 20 minutes?
About 25 maybe? Minutes. 25 minutes.
Yeah. So they finally got it going, and it didn't go particularly well for the Twins. And Luke Kuechel, in his brief time in a Twins uniform early in the year, then the injury, and then came back, has really been outstanding. But the boot opened the door. The Tigers took advantage early and really never looked back in the ballgame. They put up that crooked number in the first. They had two more in the third, and that is it. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Tigers. The Twins, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error. Morton, the winner, all the loss in the ballgame tonight. And when you are struggling the way the Twins are to put hits together, let alone runs on the board, that five spot early, that is big trouble, Jonathan.
Well, there was one thing I told you about that I was figuring out during the post game.
Yeah.
And I told you this while they were wrapping up their post. I don't know what's more distressful or disturbing. They touched on the 17-inning scoreless streak that the Twins have now. I don't know whether that's worse or having one scoring in one inning out of 20 in the first two games of this series. I don't know if that's worse, because you could have some streaks like that. That'll happen from time to time, especially when you get shut out. But really, if it wasn't for, I believe, the third inning yesterday, they're well beyond 20 innings.
Yeah. And, you know, Jonathan, this is something we have seen all year, pre-deadline, in tough stretches for this club. Now, in April, they struggled to score runs. And then in June, you had the Pablo Lopez injury, and Bailey Ober went sideways and eventually ended up on the injured list himself. And that was an ugly month. But in stretches, this team has struggled to score runs, and now you're taking on the first-place Tigers, who, by the way, weren't playing particularly well going into the break or particularly well coming out of the break. But we saw it with the Yankees. They were struggling. And they get the Twins in, take their first two games of the series. Twins salvage a final game of that series. But then Detroit comes in here. They're back to 20 games over 500 with the 7-0. But once again, late start to the game, but it felt over early. You know, that the Twins weren't coming back from down 7 rip after 2.5. It just wasn't in the cards, and isn't in the cards right now for the lineup the way it's going.
The last thing you want to be in any sport is the cure for all ills.
Yeah.
When you have a team struggling that's coming into your house or inviting you into their house, you don't want to be the cure, like the White Sox were last year, like the Rockies are basically this year. You don't want to be the cure. Right now, for teams that have been ailing, the Yankees, the Tigers, contending teams, the Twins are the cure. It's not good.
Yeah, it is a terrible struggle for the Twins right now, and it is also one of those games, I think, compared to Friday night where you had that opportunity and end up getting beat in extra innings. I think these are games where it's easier to turn the page. You know, it's not easy for the fans, but I think for the players, the manager, etc. Hey, you know, we made some critical mistakes. We had a young kid on the mound, and you know, we just spotted them too big a lead early, and you just move on. I think Friday night's L's harder to take. I don't know if you buy that.
No,
but I
agree.
Over the course of 162, I think, you know, a beatdown like this, it's probably easier to take.
The come from ahead loss, yes.
Yeah.
Especially
sure.
When you, and I was talking about this with Lake last night, the Janoski, yes, last night after the game mentioned that the Twins had an opportunity, even though they had two outs, to get more runs off of Tarek Skubal. And you don't get too many innings because Skubal's one of probably what the top. I think he's right now, in this moment, the top pitcher in at least the American League, if not baseball. I think consensus he's top five. And when you get the chance to score that many runs early against a top five pitcher, you have to take advantage. Tonight it was just bad from the start. And who knows whether the rain just brought in some horrible juju, but some horrible just vibes.
Yeah.
But it just didn't start well, didn't end well.
Yeah. Tough night for the home nine. If you got a thought, you can reach us on the talk hand text line, 651-461-9226. There was a spectacular play in this game. We will feature that coming up in our Who Cooked Tonight feature. And this in watching the ball game tonight, folks, this is as good a play as you're going to see defensively in an otherwise lost night, because, you know, it's hard to get revved up when you get beat 7-0 and things have not been going well for the home nine. But this was a stellar play, and we'll get into that. We'll have a couple of other highlights in what figures to be a big weekend here at Target Field. Once again, they mentioned the 65 team will be honored. I did want to update the standings at the moment. Tigers with the win tonight put the Guardians 7.5 games behind them. Detroit now is 6-4 in their last 10, so they have been playing better. Now, granted, their last two wins over the Twins, Cleveland on a 7-3 tear, Kansas City and Minnesota still in their last 10, 5-5, and then you got Chicago at 2-4. Quick update in the AL, Toronto, 5 games over Boston, New York 6.5. And I know going into that series, and I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to get your thoughts about that. There was all this hand-wringing about New York, and they're not playing well, and the Yankees this, and the Yankees that. They took 2 out of 3 from the Twins, and 6.5 back And I believe in the wild card standings, they're the final wild card still in the American League, if I check. And they still are. They have a game and a half lead over Cleveland. They're not cooked yet. And when you take a step back and look at the numbers Aaron Judge has put up this year, it's stupid how dominant this guy is. And I know it's about Ohtani, and he's a great talent and can pitch and play the field and swing the bat. But Judge is putting up a pretty good year, and I'm not ready to bury the Yankees. Now, I'm not a Yankee lover by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a little silly at this point in time. Of course, division leaders, as I mentioned, Toronto, Detroit, Houston, the wild card, Seattle, Boston, and New York. Cleveland lurks. They're probably the biggest factor. But you still have Kansas City. You still have Texas in the mix. And then the LA Angels. You know, even Texas, a game under 500. Talk to me when you're at 500 or better. I don't think you can be considered. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We will feature a spectacular defensive play. And when we come back, we'll tell you who cooked tonight at Target Field here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Twins fall in game two of the four-game set with the Tigers. And once again, the final 7-0. Twins give up five in an ugly first inning. And then once again, give up a couple more, and the Tigers roll. Once again, after two and a half, they let it seven rip, and they cruise. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors. Twins, no runs, just 2 hits, 1 error. And that was a big one early that opened the floodgates for the Tigers. Morton, the winner, 8-10. All of the loss, he is 0-3. His ERA just shy of 8 at the moment. But there was one spectacular play. And win or loss, blowout, heartbreaker, whatever. This was an outstanding play. And it's time to find out who cooked tonight. So it wasn't a swing of the bat. It wasn't pitching. It wasn't striking out the side. It wasn't closing it out in the ninth inning. But this was an outstanding defensive play anytime, anywhere. And this is Brooks Lee, top of the sixth, to close out the inning. This was really good.
Swung on and hit in the hole at short. Backhand sliding stop. Lee had to get rid of it in a hurry, and he did. Big time throw for Brooks Lee. Wow. Lee went in the hole, popped up, and he threw a strike on the fly to beat Gleyber Torres and end the inning. Heck of a play by the Twin shortstop.
Yeah, it really was. And once again, you're down seven rip, and we don't want to blow it out of proportion. But that is a fantastic major league play, Jonathan Lowe. That's as good as it gets for a shortstop.
when you're ranging over and you have to either make a jump throw or you just plant and stop and you just gun it over to first, it's one of the most exciting plays an infielder can have. Yes, you have the ones where you barehand the ball and you toss it over to the first baseman and try to get a speedy runner out, but those type of plays as well, just showing how much strength you have in your arm. Those are fantastic as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a night where it's kind of like rainy, flash flooding in the Twin Cities, are they going to get this thing in? It's delayed at the start. You give up a 5 spot in the first, 2 more in the third, and it's 7-0. It's like, oof. For those who hung around or hung in there on TV or hung in there on the radio, that was a whale of a play. And Brooks Lee, that's who cooked tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buyers now at chefiq.com. That was really good stuff. And by the way, the rain was really from the cities to the east into Wisconsin, and there's still some storms down in the southeast corner of the state. Heavy rain, thunder, lightning, you know, way down there, Rochester and beyond, down to the La Crosse area. But they were able to get in the first 4 games tonight of the Minnesota Baseball Association State Amateur Tournament. It starts this weekend at Forsyth's and runs through Labor Day weekend. Great, great event. They've moved back to 3 classes, and tonight 2 are in action. Class C in Broughton, Howard Lake beat Broughton 4-2. In Gaylord, Painesville beat Lamberton 6-5. In Glencoe, and Glencoe is hosting the Class A only on the first weekend. And it was Sartell beating Elko 3-1. And then in Hutchinson, it was Pierce beating Luxembourg 4-1. So congrats to the winners. They advanced to weekend number 2. And then the action at all 4 sites. 4 games tomorrow. And we'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather. And that'll be in Broughton, Gaylord, Glencoe, and Hutch. And then on Sunday, 3 games, also beginning at 11 a.m. at the same venues, and I'll be out at Veterans Memorial Field in Hutchinson. 11 a.m. Litchfield against Waterville, 1:30 Pine Island against Cortland, and then the 4 o'clock game, Prior Lake against Bird Island. And I'll be calling that game on NSPN.TV. So there it is, State Amateur Tournament underway. Twins fall to the Tigers, 7-0. We'll put a bow on it in a moment. We'll have some highlights, not many in the game. You heard the biggie a moment ago on that Brooks Lee stop to end the top of the 6th inning. Twins fall to the Tigers 7-0 on a Friday night here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is final pitch. Steven for Henry, Jonathan Lowe in for Chris Tubbs tonight. And it didn't go the Twins' way. They fall to the Tigers 7-0. Same 2 teams coming up tomorrow night. Our lineup card at 5:30. First pitch at 6:10 from Target Field. Let's get into the highlights from this one. Didn't go particularly well in the first inning. The Twins give up 5, and the Tigers got on the board and grabbed a 3-0 lead.
They don't walk a bunch. They can hit. And this ball is lined into shallow right field over the head of a leaping Kiesel. That's going to drop. 1 run scores. 2 runs score. Torkelson goes to third. And just what you warned about, Paul.
Yeah.
You get the big second out, but the work's not done yet. And a little fisted ball that lands over the outreach effort of Luke Kiesel turns it into a 3-run first inning. 3-0 Tigers.
Yeah, they weren't done there. They ended up putting 5 on the board in the first, 2 more in the third. And Cruz to the 9th, up 7-0, and here's how it ended.
3-2 pitch, swung on and lashed back up the middle. It's going to be caught. Sweeney, the shortstop, then runs to second base. and he doubles off Wallner, and that somehow seems like an appropriate way for this ball game to end.
Yeah, and let's go to the manager, Rocco Baldelli, and his thoughts on the ball game.
And we just couldn't get anything going offensively. We had some base runners on. We drew some walks. We had some solid at-bats. But when the guys were out there on base, we kind of went cold and we couldn't get anything done. And we got to put some runs on the board. If you're going to get back in a game like that, even if you're not going to do big damage ever, you got to chip away. You got to find a way to put one, two runs on the board a couple of times and give yourself a chance to get back in the game. We just didn't find a way to do it.
And on to the starting pitcher tonight, his thoughts.
I mean, it's the game of baseball. That's why it's so beautiful. Some days you groove sliders and they get 110 right at guys, or sometimes you jam them and it's 65 miles an hour for an RBI single. That's why we hate it and we love it so much.
Yeah, tough night all around for the Twins. They some bad breaks early, and then finally on the rain delay, and it really affects everyone, but they got to do their job.
Yeah, that affect everybody, but, you know, at the end of the night, you know, we got to get out of there and show up and do our job.
Yeah, and that's about it. You know, the Tigers jump on the Twins early, take advantage of an early error, and cruise to the 7-0 victory tonight. Same two teams tomorrow night at Target Field, and we should point out that prior to Saturday's game against the Tigers, they'll honor the 65 American League champ Twins. Recognition of the 60th anniversary of the Twins' first pennant winners. The first 10,000 fans through the gates receive a replica ticket from Game 1 of the 65 World Series at Metropolitan Stadium. It was the first World Series game ever played in Minnesota. And there'll be a special ceremony featuring Baseball Hall of Famers Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, Twins Hall of Famers Jim Perry and Jim Rantz, and 65 Twin Dick Stigman. It'll take place prior to the game. And then on Sunday, the Twins will formally induct Corey Koski as a 41st member of the Twins Hall of Fame. So a lot going on this weekend at Target Field. Hey, a big thanks to you for tuning in. A big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Once again, the final score on this Friday night, Tigers 7, Twins 0. Thanks so much for joining us on Final Pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.